This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt there was no way out? Every alternative seemed bad, except if there was a God who in sovereign grace could make a way? What would you do if you were in that kind of circumstance? Probably what Jonah did. You'd pray. You would do what many have done in the trenches of a battlefield. You'd offer a foxhole prayer. God, if you get me out of this alive, I'll do whatever you ask. Listen to Jonah's foxhole prayer in Jonah 2:8. I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not being critical of foxhole prayers. When you're in desperate straits, that's the only way out. There is no better time to pray than when it's the only option left. Don't cling to worthless idols at a time like that. Don't try to go it alone. You'll forfeit the grace that could be yours. Go to God in prayer. Cry out to Him. He will listen and answer. Trust Him. Let me encourage you to open your Bible to the second chapter of Jonah and read it reflectively. Remember, chapter 1 focuses on the pensive theme, "It might have been." Chapter 2 focuses on the theme, "It might happen yet." As you read chapter 2, keep in mind these four points: his condition, his convictions, his confidence, and his cry. Reflect on how he describes each of these points. These are often found in the process of faith being rekindled in your heart as you turn to God and cry out for help. And if you'd like to review these scripts, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.